So I'll tell you, there is no force more powerful in a workplace than the force of food and what food can do to people and how it can motivate and engage them.
Mm-hmm.
And where I come from, some of you all may or may not know, I am San Antonian. Okay. So I'm Hispanic from San Antonio, Texas, and I live in San Antonio. I'm very proud of San Antonio, but I'm absolutely a taco connoisseur. All right. So I know a good taco and I know where to get them. So if you're ever in San Antonio,
holler at your girl.
Holler at me. I also love eating tacos, especially with the Mexican Coke. So that's kind of my go-to there.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Give me that real sugar cane shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I drink it right from that glass bottle.
Yes.
Oh,
ice
boy,
cold.
Do I love it.
I've seen it. You
cold.
Have good pictures with that
I
on your
do.
Stories.
I always pose.
Yeah, they look great. I love it.
And that's just to share. Boy, I'm fucking living in a moment right now.
I love
right?
it. That's I can what sense, that means. Yeah,
yeah, I'm having a thing, yeah. You know? I'm having a day date with myself. But the power of food in the workplace, right? And so, as I shared, I love tacos. And a lot of the places that I've worked have loved tacos. And I have... unbelievably, really, a handful of stories about tacos and the drama that tacos have caused for me personally as an HR professional and in different departments and in,
wow.
in groups. I'm not kidding. You know, one that comes to mind is that in a prior organization, a prior life, long, long time ago, I think I did a TikTok on this, to be honest with you, because it's just one of those crazy career moments. But in that workplace, we were basically paying a guy to be a taco delivery person. Now, we didn't realize that. We didn't realize he's spending 6 hours out of his day basically taking a company golf cart off-site, miles down the road to a taco place to that after spending an hour or two taking everyone's order who was on his order list, then taking that golf cart with multiple coolers miles down the street, driving illegally, of course, with our property, to put in that order, then, you know, hanging out there for 30 minutes, 45 minutes. Minutes,
well, they,
you know,
well,
they made the order.
The giant order.
It made the order and having it, you know, packaged a certain way. So he knew where he was dropping that shit off and back in the facility. And again, this was a 1.25-mile long facility, FYI.
Oh, hence the golf cart.
Yeah, hence the golf carts and tons of trikes, all that stuff, right? And then he would deliver, come back, have to drive in a golf cart on a real city street and then, you know, deliver those tacos. And he was spending, you know, the majority, vast majority of his workday doing that. And, you know, that was a unionized workplace. And when we realized that that was happening, we tried to put a stop to it. We could not put a stop to that. He was totally protected by the union.
Yeah.
That was a thing.
I mean, that's a great fucking job.
That's a great job. Just being the taco
Sign
guy.
Me
like, everyone loves you.
Well, but that being said, you have to go around and talk to every single person and say, you know, what's your order?
What's your order today?
Can you hold that? No, that is my worst nightmare. And then going and translating that to the restaurant, mm-hmm. I would Norma Ray his job all day long because that is something I would not want to. He deserves all the protections in the world to deal with people, both the taking of the order and the delivering of the order.
Well, he liked it, right?
I mean, clearly.
Well, I guess that's true. That's why I wouldn't have taken the job. That's
a
fair point.
He wasn't told probably to do that job.
His title wasn't taco guy.
He wasn't hired for that. You know, I think he just took that upon himself. You know, but no, we couldn't stop it. And then my ass just started ordering from him
well,
too.
Why,
you know what
why
I mean?
The
I mean
fuck
yeah,
not?
I know, right?
Get you
I'll
some
take
tacos.
A barbecue.
What's your go-to taco order?
It depends, of course, typical HR, but it's going to depend on what that taco place is known for. So it would not be the same order everywhere.
Everywhere
so that's the thing, especially being in San Antonio, we've got places for every single dish, right? That we would go to.
Of course.
So I'm not going to get carnitas from everywhere. I'm not going to get barbacoa from everywhere, right? I've got a chicken cilantro taco place even, you know? But if I'm just doing like a drive-through taco, like a quickie.
Yeah. Taco Bell?
No, never Taco Bell. Wow. I couldn't even tell you where one was. I'm sorry. No.
You should apologize.
I don't know.
I'm
from San Antonio.
I get it. I get it.
Like, I can make tortillas.
Your apology.
But I am a slut for Taco Bell.
Yeah, but that's, you know, we wouldn't, that's not really puro, is what we would say. You know what I mean? But I'm sure there are Taco Bells in San Antonio.
No,
you're
not.
I'm looking for Delicioso.
You're not. But if I am going to like a drive through taco place, it's probably just a bacon, egg, cheese, and refried bean taco.
A breakfast burrito or no?
It's just
that
like middle of the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
That actually does sound delicious.
We gotta go to San Antonio.
Yes.
No, yeah, we eat. So it's so funny because in San Antonio, you know what we call Mexican food?
Food.
Yeah,
right. Like it's just literally how we eat.
I've heard San Antonio, the Riverwalk. I've never been to San Antonio, and so
you gotta go.
We're coming.
We're visiting
you.
Yeah.
But the power of tacos, right? And then conversely, in another organization, just briefly, I'll say that I tried to. My bad. We realized that we weren't starting shift on time. In fact, we were starting the first shift, about an hour after we should, and I had to investigate that, and it was because of the line for tacos. Someone was just showing up. Someone's mom, of course, was showing up and selling tacos out of a cooler out of her trunk.
Love it.
And there was a line for that. And I tried to shut that down.
No.
And it was, I mean, I almost had a union campaign. And I was like, you know what? I just had to tell the leadership team.
We're
going to start an hour late.
Yeah.
Someone get her some help, I guess.
Literally, right? Yes. We needed the delivery guy from the other business.
Yeah. There's creative solutions to that.
But see, very unique situations based on your region and your little area of the world.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But
I
if you are
that.
In central South Texas,
that
tacos
like a
are going to
killer job.
Put
I'm
you in business
right
or
now.
Out of it.
Yeah.
What kind of tacos do you get?
That's funny. I was actually about to ask you your Taco Bell order.
Oh,
so
dear.
My go-to Taco Bell is the cheesy gordita crunch.
Yeah.
And a Baja Blast.
Yeah.
Okay, Taco Bell, sponsor us.
Oh my gosh. No offense.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Let's get this meeting kicked off, right? So let's jump and dive into the agenda for today. We're going to start with our cringe corporate speak, and Jamie is going to take that one on for us. And then we'll transition to our hot topic today, which is why people make fun of pizza parties, right? So people love to say pizza party in the Instagram and on the TikTok, right? You see all of those funny videos there. I know I've mentioned it myself, but we're going to talk a little bit about what that comes from and perhaps why. And then, of course, because we have a hard stop, Jamie and Ashley have to go get Taco Bell. We will, of course, close the meeting out with questions and comments. And so transitioning from our water cooler talk to cringe corporate speak, take it away, Jamie.
Yeah, so actually speaking of tacos, pink tacos.
Oh my God.
The cringy corporate speak. I almost can't even not laugh myself.
Oh, you will.
Double click. So obviously, I think we know what it means in a corporate sense, right? Like we're double clicking into it. We're zooming in. We're expanding. We're going to explore it more. But this one irks the shit out of me because I think of double clicking your mouse.
Your personal mouse, if you got one.
Did you know what that meant?
No.
You had a look on your face.
Lee is so innocent and had no idea.
Not even close.
We know it's fascinating.
I'm
we know
disappointed.
She's not, but that's
yeah, I'm disappointed in myself. It's not something that I've used.
Well, yeah. And once again, it's usually men who use it. No thought or regard to what it may mean slang wise, but it's just, I like one another thing that I'm like, oh, you said what? Like, don't
like you get the ick.
Yeah. Like, let's not do that. Let's not double click into the pink taco, at least right now.
Yeah.
In this meeting.
Oh,
maybe later.
My gosh.
What would you have people say instead, Jamie?
Maybe let's explore this a little more, but I feel like that's a lot easier.
Yeah.
Then
can we talk about this?
Yeah.
But it also is cringy. Like, it's like,
I know. And I don't know. And like, what really happens when you double clip a mouse, right? You go into like the document or the.
Something opens up.
I
think it's the left side of the mouse. Yeah, you do. The right side is what I look at if I'm trying to sound smart and I find a synonym. Like, I can't remember if I'm. Other words, like, mm-hmm. what's the thesaurus? Like,
little
help me
thing.
Change. Like, great. Okay, well, I've said great 3 times in the sentence. So let's get a little more creative.
I know, right? Wonder. Majestic. How majestic.
Mm, that makes sense. Now we have ChatGPT, so it's all now we're saved. Yeah.
You don't have to say double click anymore, creepers at the workplace. You can ChatGPT other things for that.
Yes, please.
Like now, the thing is now people are going to hear this and they're going to be in a meeting and they're going to hear it and they're going to out loud and we're apologize for the visuals that you're going to get.
Gosh. And I apologize if you've never heard double click as
I have
well.
Not like that.
Well, I celebrate if you've never heard it before. I think that's fantastic. So hopefully you can keep your streak up. You know what? I'm going to stop. I'm just going to
celebrate with the double clicking.
Celibate or celebrate?
I heard celibate.
Ooh.
Oh, you said celebrate. Oh, my bad. Okay, I heard celibate. Okay,
celebrate tonight with the double clicking.
Oh, my God.
That's real slang. I believe it. I just never heard it like that. But I don't use double clicking in the office. I don't think that's not like a thing that I say. I don't think I've really heard that a lot.
Yeah, I think you manufacture, but that's a benefit of working.
Yeah,
but
tech startups, right? Everyone double click at everything.
Yeah, like it's a lot.
We love to zoom in.
Oh, I know. Exactly.
Of course you do. Yeah. Teams
in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, that's a good one.
I need to get these visuals out of my head. Can we move on.
Let's transition.
But I am going to try to work in double click.
Of course. But let's go ahead and double click then into the hot topic today. Already used it. You like that? And that is all about why we make fun of pizza parties. If you don't know what we're talking about, you could probably just put into that Instagram or the TikTok search bar pizza parties and all sorts of videos, some viral, many, many viral ones are going to come up about employees really, complaining, air quotes, about just receiving pizza, right? Because the whole gist of it is that people are using pizza instead of bonuses, pizza instead of real compensation, right? Doing it in lieu of. So
yeah,
what
like
are our thoughts on the pizza parties?
We had record-breaking profits in 2023. Here's a pizza party to celebrate our victory. Like, no thanks. Gosh. And also, it's usually HR who's ordering the stupid pizza. Mm. And then we're also having to limit people on the number of slices they have. They can have, a limit too. You can have a breadstick. Like, oh my God. I mean, I myself have made several videos about pizza parties and I get it. It is an inexpensive way to celebrate. Typically, food is an easy way to celebrate employees and bring employees together. Me, as someone who has worked in the hospitality industry and actually even the healthcare industry that I work now is a 24/7 facility with a kitchen, a lot of times we like to make sure that employees are fed and fed well, but that also includes those that are preparing it, right? So you need to remember them. So one thing we would do a lot in hospitality was bring in food trucks so that the cooks and the chefs didn't have to prepare,
right?
The 200 meals for on-site staff. But pizza was easy and it was inexpensive. And when you have zero budget, unfortunately, that pizza isn't an easy substitute.
What if you could have an employment law sidekick there to answer questions about the laws in every state in an instant, all created by a team of lawyers that's always available without an eye-popping legal bill? You can have it. It's $650. In HR, compliance is the pesky paperwork that's always on our to-do list, and it's needed, but it's so hard. $650 takes care of your legal questions, so you can take care of your people. Tackling multi-state compliance can feel like a battle, but with $650, it's a walk in the park. They can answer your state law questions, create your agreements and offer letters, and have tools like a 50-state employee handbook builder that keeps you ahead, all while saving you time and money. Plus, their alerts integrate directly into your documents, keeping you constantly updated and in the loop. Now, all you HR pros, Streamline your multi-state compliance with ease. Visit 650.com/besties. It's SIXFIFTY.com/besties and see how 650 makes compliance less complicated.
I think that this is really funny because I do believe there is some like regionality, geography, like about this, because I don't think I've ever ordered pizza.
Really?
What? No, because I'm bringing in tacos.
Oh, well,
and
yeah,
I'm bringing,
probably is.
You know, yeah, and I'm bringing in raspas, like snow cone.
Oh, I've
trucks.
Done shaved ice.
Yeah, the shaved, yeah. Which is what we, was yeah. raspas, snow cones,
yeah.
right? Yeah, and so we bring in the shaved ice because it's hot.
Yeah.
A lot of times yeah. in Texas, right? Hello.
I wonder
right?
if so, they do like a lobster roll up in.
Yeah.
That's yeah, yeah. No, but yeah, for real, yeah. I'm just curious.
I mean, that would be pricey.
That would be delicious.
But I do think, I think people make fun of it when it's like yeah. in lieu of other things.
Exactly.
And when it's disproportionately.
And pizza's
like,
cheap is what they're saying.
Pizza's cheap. But that yeah. being said, like put that person complaining in charge of getting everyone's taco or other
okay,
order.
For sure.
They'll be like, we're gonna call the papa and order the papa and we're gonna be done with life and like no choices, no substitutions.
Yeah.
And so it's not like anything like that. And those that are in chefs or those in HR are mm-hmm. frequently have the complaints.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this,
yeah.
you
yeah.
didn't have this. And you there's some certain things like food allergies and sensitivities.
Yeah. Vegetarian
but
options.
Yeah, like and so
on
you got
keto and
well
whatever.
And gluten free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I went through a phase when I was in pretty good health, when I was a senior in high school, and I would eat a pizza without cheese. That is like a plate of sadness right there. It was literally like dough and sauce. And
you still have the sauce on?
Why didn't
yeah.
you have the cheese?
Because I was trying to be healthy. But
oh.
Also like a teacher, my teacher who had lost all this weight. And I was like, oh, this is great. And I thought that's what she would get. And I tried it and I convinced myself that was delicious. No, it wasn't delicious. It was a plate of sadness is what it was.
Oh. I would think the healthiest part would be the cheese. It's got the protein.
Probably not the type of pizza we were getting at DuPont Manual High School in Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay, there we go.
But I think one thing I see that's kind of hard is you have like for a for-profit company that does have record profits and these things, like that's not compensation. And so
no.
it's one thing to have it in meetings. But when you look at things like a school, a nonprofit, government agencies, things like that, they don't have as much budget. And mm-hmm. so they're trying to do things. And sometimes that is the best you could do. And so I think it's important in those organizations to say, look, we're trying to do what we can. And this is not in lieu of, you know, what we're trying to do for you otherwise, but this is the kind of celebration we can do. And the people in those industries often tend to be more service oriented and hopefully get other benefits in terms of lifestyle. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But it's more of those like for-profit companies where, same, you see like—
Yeah, the Fortune 500, the
yeah,
Fortune 100 companies that—
Put out. You're
order
telling
the Papa John's
yeah,
order, and you're like, really?
Well, you're telling the street, like, you know, we've had this. This is our percentage profit, or your investors, and you're painting this picture. But then when it comes to having that compensation, like, well, times are tough, and so it's that's the frustration that I think people get is when it's disproportionate.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that, and I think it's very important though too to recognize that unless you are getting paid through pizza, which there are those organizations that are that cheap and,
yes,
yeah, and
volunteer
shouldn't be.
And you know, do this project on the weekend,
exactly.
show up, we'll thank everyone with pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
and that's
and,
it.
And,
you
a,
know what
and
I mean?
A class action lawsuit. But
yeah,
tell me more.
It should be a bare minimum. You know what I mean? If employees are doing hard work, that should be a bare minimum. And not a celebratory,
pizza.
No, not necessarily pizza, but I just mean like feeding your staff.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think pizza generally is like that much of a celebration. It's like a nice,
it's a nice thing.
Yeah, it's a nice thing. It's not expected. It's not always expected, but like especially if you're having a meeting around lunchtime, like you know, do it.
Yeah, yes. No. But my whole point is what I was saying is that it's not about compensating you; it's about bringing you out of your offices.
Yes.
It's about engagement, right? It's about bringing people together and having a meal, at least where I come from.
Yeah.
it's a communal activity.
Yeah.
And that's the whole purpose of having food in the office or bringing something in like a snow cone truck
mm-hmm.
or, you know, an ice cream truck or whatever it is, the pizza, you know what I mean? So the hope would be that, you know, if your organization is throwing, you know, pizza parties, right? It's not in lieu of your compensation, 1,000%, but it is a way to get people out. Now, what I would recommend is that why don't you take a quick survey or poll and ask people what they want to eat and mix that shit up. If you're doing pizza all the time,
I would love the things of that poll. Oh my God. You better be deliver on.
Well, it's multiple choice.
Yeah,
I wouldn't put a text box in that shit, you know. But if everyone's complaining about pizza, y'all only ever have pizza. Yeah. And then especially if you're not doing bonuses, just skip that pizza.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah. Actually, you know bonuses. What? You know what? Next time you have a pizza party, give out bonuses.
Oh, I know. Give everyone a gift card to Papa John's for $50 and then go have pizza themselves too on the weekend. You know what I mean?
Feed their family.
But just understand, hopefully, or recognize or realize in some workplaces, the whole point, though, of doing any sort of pizza party or food is as a actual engagement activity with the hopes that people are getting together, they're talking, it's bringing people out from their cubes or off the floor or whatever, you know, to actually converse and be a little communal.
Thinking about this in compensation, again, especially I'm really going to go at for-profit companies here, is that with this in lieu of, there's some organizations that will literally have policies that say, you have to be at this level to be bonus eligible. And I say, what the fuck? But because, so you're telling me this group of people, because of the work that they do, and oftentimes they're at that level that may be supportive, they're not entitled to any bonus whatsoever. I mean, it's more standard course to have bonuses increase in some of those executive, but thinking about that, but to tell certain people you are not, some are eligible, some are not, for any sort based on your level in this category, I think is a huge driver. And it's that type of feeling that gets beyond just the pizza party. And so you're telling those people, not only is this your thanks, but like they're not eligible for something that they're likely to contributing to into their boss's goal that is getting those bonuses. And there were, and also for a manager, that makes it a really hard sell for people to want to feel engaged to then get you more money when they're not at all eligible. And it's those types of disproportionate policies that sometimes, well, it's motivating to get someone to want to move up the ladder. I don't know. No. Ask them.
Yeah. Everyone should get a piece of the pie.
Pizza pie.
Pizza pie.
Sometimes you'll also see like leadership team meetings that will have food. And then the scraps at the end.
Oh, I know. Scraps? Take the scraps to the break room.
Do you know?
And I'm in there like a trash can eating that shit, though. I'm eating the people's trash.
You send me an email that says free food. Yeah. I'm sprinting down the hallway.
But think about, I think for organizations to think about that, and if you've never thought about this before, think about if you have it in your whole, you know, Knights of the Round Table leadership meeting, it's all getting free food, and you have some scraps, and just think about ordering some extra and saying, as it's delivered to the leadership team, we'll have you in the cafeteria. For everybody on this day, and think about what that's like, because it is much more welcoming than going in. Because same way, I will scrap for food, but then when it's not there, it's that level of resentment. Just order enough to have it for people occasionally, and it will be less workers' comp claims based on the fight over the last delicious chicken wing.
Yeah. I mean, I am one. I do love food in the office. I like picking up food, especially if I'm running late, right? As long as you're bringing donuts or you're bringing tacos, it's totally okay if you're running late, right? You got to be that person. I do see it as a wonderful way to get to know each other. You know what I mean? And I just love free food too, right? Same. So that has not like left me after going to state school and whatnot. And there'd always be pizza out for whatever, you know, some companies in. And they,
your girl
you know.
Is hungry.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so I do love the free food and I always love, you know, purchasing that as HR because I just pick the things I want to eat or that I know people want to eat. I ask around, what do y'all want to eat? Yeah. What do you feel like? You know,
a very small power that HR can sometimes have.
It is a very small
power of choice, but it matters.
It does matter. It does matter. You know. But again, that should never be in lieu of actually compensating people, you know what I mean? Which hopefully folks are not doing out there. And again, Ashley makes the brilliant point of, hey, there's some organizations that, I mean, they can't afford the taco trucks of the world, right? And we get that. And so they do something. And man, let's be grateful for that, right? You know when you work in a place that's not for profit. I mean, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but be grateful for the effort. It's especially probably of the HR organization that's, you know, having to coordinate all of that and bring that in and recognize that as an opportunity to engage, you know, and break bread really, you know, with others.
And please clean up after yourself and don't make HR and the executive assistants clean up after you as a grown-ass adult, please, because that is also rude.
So rude. But yeah, pizza parties in the workplace. Again, that meme and that funny thing ain't going anywhere on the internet. People love that shit.
No, if you want to get a few million views, just paint yourself like a clown and be like, I work for pizza parties, and it's an easy way that people will get some more follows.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, the official recommendation for me is maybe not do the pizza unless everyone loves pizza in your team, department, workplace, whatever, you know, but get maybe creative with the food choice. Don't stop the food altogether, but definitely don't sub it for any sort of real compensation. My God, you know, I don't want to get paid in pizza personally.
Well, maybe like a 1% pizza.
1%. Yeah. I'll take a 1% taco share.
Yeah, for sure.
That sounds good.
I know now we really are going to San Antonio.
Yeah. Definitely come to San Antonio and we'll just eat a bunch of tacos. I got all my places.
Yeah, I was going to say, take us to all your spots.
Yeah, we should have an HR Besties meetup in San Antonio. Yes. I think that would be fantastic. We actually had our first HR Besties meetup in cold, rainy Atlanta, or Dunwoody, technically, you know what I mean? Suburb of Atlanta. You know, we had a lot of folks out and that was really fun, you know, meeting the community and getting to connect with people.
Each of you are VVIPs. We really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun, right? So we'll keep that going. We'll tour around. As you heard here, the gals are going to come to San Antonio and we're going to have a taco tour.
Yeah, we have some. At this point, when this comes out, hopefully we'll have them up on our website. But we do have some events where you will be able to see HR Besties speaking, perhaps at some conferences.
Yes.
So
out and about. And if you want us at yours,
reach out
and
to
then
our
of course
firm.
I'm making y'all fuckers come to Nashville. We'll get some hot chicken.
Obviously.
Hello at HRBesties.com. If you need a live podcast team at your conference or for your workplace, we'll come and we'll bring tacos. So that sounds fantastic. And now I do recognize we have a hard stop. And again, that is because Jamie and Ashley have to go get some Taco Bell.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And some of us wear our emotions on our sleeve and some of us not so much. But regardless, when we keep all of those stressors bottled up, it can start to affect us and those around us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Now, this is especially important for those besties out there that work in HR or perhaps are a people leader, manager, boss, because people be people, and don't they? They really do. And so you need to make sure you have an outlet to share so that you can thrive. If you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, so it's completely designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/HRBesties today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HRBesties. Stay well, besties.
I have to tell you a little secret. I've always been super self-conscious about my thin hair until I started using Vegamore. I always try to do the right thing by my body, so when it comes to my hair and scalp health, finding a product that actually works and is made with clean ingredients always seems like a trade-off. But with Vegamore, I get products that are made with clean ingredients and give me visibly healthier hair and scalp. I'm able to have visibly fuller, thicker, shinier, and longer hair without all the harsh ingredients. In every cute pink bottle of Vegamore, products are 100% cruelty-free and never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. What's even better is Vegamore's value kits, like the Grow Essentials Kit. You get to try more than one amazing product at a great savings. When you sign up for the monthly subscription, you save more and you never run low on products you need to take care of your hair. The key, obviously, is consistency in your routine for your most beautiful, healthy-looking hair. I use Vegamore Grow Hair Serum daily on my hair and scalp, and they are flourishing. I also opted for the Grow Origins kit as well with the brow and lash serum because I'm trying to get like Bestie Lee's eyelash status. Also, I don't know about you guys, but I can tell you my brows have still not recovered since the late 90s over tweezing. Fun fact, Vegamore sells one bottle of Grow Serum every 15 seconds on their website. That's how good this stuff is. So give your hair the power of the little pink bottle with Vegamore. For a limited time, HR Bestie listeners are getting 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/besties. Use code besties at checkout. That's Vegamore, vegamore.com/besties, code besties, to save 20% off your first order. That's vegamore.com/besties, code besties.
And so we will end the staff meeting, of course, with our questions and comments. Does anyone have any questions or any comments?
I actually wanted to just a quick comment to circle back on the trash panda.
Double click.
Just because you're trash, it doesn't mean you can't do great things. It's called garbage can, not garbage cannot.
I love that.
What the fuck? That's
okay. Yeah, okay. That's cute.
That's really cute. Did you make that up?
Yes.
I love being a trash panda for food. Yeah. I love leftovers. I will just eat your trash.
No, I literally sprint.
No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I will sprint down the hallway.
I just love to dabble.
The birthday cake. Mm,
yeah.
Like, I'm that girl that will put, like, on my work besties calendar, like, split a cupcake.
Oh, yeah. Like, someone had a cake in the bar last night, and we helped ourselves to it.
We sure did. They invited us.
Yeah, they invited us over for a slice. Yeah. But yeah, see, but that was someone's trash cake, really. It was leftover cake from someone else's birthday party and event. And we're just eating that like trash pandas. I mean, literally. So question or comment, Ashley?
Okay. If someone were to get you a food, aside from tacos or pizza or anything, were to get you a food and you were going to say, oh, that made my day. I absolutely crave that. What would it be?
Cheese.
Okay.
In any form.
Really?
Yeah.
Like string cheese?
No, I mean, I'd still eat a string cheese.
Blue cheese.
Formunda.
Blue cheese. What?
The fuck?
Formunda? Oh my God. Y'all don't know good cheese. Okay.
Clearly.
I love cheese.
God, I love red curry. Like,
oh, wow.
I could eat
That's
it.
That's really niche.
I wasn't picking that.
I could probably eat it for every meal of my entire life. Like, I'm obsessed with it.
Oh, wow.
If you want, if you could do that, you'd probably go viral, like on YouTube. Like,
you should do it 30 days
I had a day and I ate for 30 days. Right?
I had a Costco hot dog three times a day. McDonald's every day.
Yeah. But yeah, red curry would be for me.
Huh. Oh, what about you?
Movie theater popcorn.
Ooh, with extra butter.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, damn.
God. Yes, ma'am. But movie theater butter, some popcorn salt. Give me a cherry Coke. Good. And a glass of wine maybe as well. And I will settle down in that comfy theater chair and I will not move. And I will walk up and have popcorn all over myself and have to shake it off and pretend like it was the person behind me. But
exactly. Just all in your lap.
That is my self-care.
And it's like when you do that though, like you get that hurt line of salt around your lips. It's like everything's burning and the top of your mouth is destroyed.
It hurts.
Like it's stinging. Your hands are glistening and the salt is in your cuticle. You right? Yeah. I mean, you're just like destroyed after that, physically.
It was worth it though.
And then I'm like, it was worth it.
Well, then like I'm walking through the house and there's like the little small pieces of it.
Oh, of course, it's in your hair and
flicking off and that. And I'm breaking my teeth on the half pops, you know, like the half pop kernels. Like, oh my God, I can't get enough.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be dodging dentures.
Did you know that you can just actually go and get movie theater popcorn? Like, you don't have to buy a ticket. Huh. You could just go and get movie theater.
Whoa. Yeah. It's like how, like, you're an adult now and you can go buy cake at the store. Like, you can just, I buy birthday cakes and just fucking eat them.
Same cookie cakes.
I'm a slut for cake.
Yeah. Same.
I may have to end this meeting. I'm very.
I know. Like, that we've really taken it. I hope you're not hungry if you're listening.
Publix, I will go buy a Publix cookie cake and just eat it.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, with my family. Like, hold God, that made me sound like.
There's nothing wrong.
You think we're envisioning you on the couch just like eating
the cake? From Matilda.
Like, you know. Yeah. Well, I do not have a question, but I do have a quick comment. And that is that I love lunch buddies and I love being a lunch buddy. So I am one of those sick fucks at the workplace that loves to lunch. Like, I'm a diner. Like, that's where I do my best work. I'm going to be honest. I love having lunch meetings and I love breaking bread with people and connecting with people over lunch. And I love doing the same thing at work dinners. I love a work dinner. Even as an introvert, I love a work dinner. I just do, because I just learn so much about people in those dinners and in those lunches. So I love being a lunch buddy. You are always welcome to invite me to eat. I love that, right? So I am definitely a foodie in that way. But a shout out to all my lunch buddies globally, of which there are many, all the people that I've eaten with across my career. My God, I sound like such a whore when I say that. I've had so much food with so many people.
I know.
But I love them.
Pre-COVID, same. Loved a lunch date with my one work bestie.
A quick coffee run.
Oh, that was my absolute favorite. But, you know, truthfully, we have not been able to do it much since post-COVID.
Yeah, it's true. But you remember those days?
Yes.
Like pre-COVID?
I was, as a lawyer, I would... When I was billing time, I was always work as much. Yeah. And so I mean, at my desk to this day, I eat at my desk.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like so working from home, I always eat at my desk.
It's
even
unhealthy.
When I'm in the office, I eat at the desk.
That's
now.
One of my goals. I'm going to get out and do more.
Yeah.
And text my girlfriends and go out more and lunch buddies, even myself, out going to eat by myself. That's something that I don't do enough that I like to, but I actually probably prefer to go to somebody. I'm a pretty big extrovert.
But that's one of my, get you a taco, girl.
Yeah.
But that's one of my HR superpowers is going out to lunch, especially with the leaders that I coach.
I love that.
Because, you know, you really let your guard down. Mm-hmm. And that's just a way that I build relationships. And I build really strong relationships with the people that I work with. That means a lot to me. And so that's how I do it. I just trick them with food.
Double click them. And
My God. Wait, what? Whoa. As usual, this meeting has now taken a drastic turn for the worse, but we have to go run and get those tacos. Double clicking those tacos. Oh, shit. I just made it worse, though, didn't I?
That
was terrible. I apologize for that. But if you're hungry, go get you some food. And if you do have a lunch buddy, I hope sometimes that you pick up the bill, and I hope sometimes they pick up the bill for you too. I think that's really important. If you don't have a lunch buddy, like, totally get you a lunch buddy. Like, Ashley's making that goal for her to get out and feed. At least stand up from your desk. Please don't just eat at your desk all the time. Get you some fresh air. I think that's important. Thank you so much for joining us for yet another episode of HR Besties. We hope that you enjoyed this staff meeting, and we look forward to seeing you at the next one.